Hey, check 1, 2, 1, 2. We good? We are good. Let's go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave Gibson in here with all the best stuff from this morning on a Wednesday, February 13th. Not a long song Wednesday. We are doing the Fast Five contest to get you out of this mess and down to Universal Orlando Resort. Today, we had our first winner on the first try. So listen and mimic her style for the next 2 days as we're still giving you the shot to get down there and out of this icy mess, which we talked about right off the bat. Then John had me share my feelings on Richard Gere's fatherhood at 69 years old. We went to the phones for that to see if anybody agreed with me. And it actually launched us into an interesting discovery in terms of lineage and crazy feats of fatherhood. President Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, believe it or not, has grandchildren still living with us in 2019. Hard to believe, but true. We tracked that down. We talked millennial meanings. Steve and I once again went to bat to see how hip we're staying, despite being fathers and rather old head millennials. Find out how we do with that, if we could keep up our hot streak from last time, and a few other assorted topics and nuggets of entertainment in here for you. As always, hope you dig it. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I cannot believe that your car was frozen in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I walked outside and everything was just mush in my house.
Yeah. Mine too.
I'm upstate.
Upstate Dave.
I had to chisel off a hat of ice in my car for the most part. It was one of those things where it's like, I better take care of this before a piece flies off and goes through someone's windshield.
I have this thing. I hate people who do not clear off snow from the roof of their cars.
Right.
And one time going to the airport, we were in a limo. We were being limoed to the airport, my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're driving, some snow comes flying off. It was either a car or a truck that was in front of us. It took out the windshield of the limo.
My God.
Right?
Really?
You know, how we lived through it. I mean, how the driver
passenger
lived
side, I hope.
Right. No. I mean, the whole front windshield.
The whole thing
got blown out.
Wow.
Right? It was just amazing.
Wow.
I think what the driver had going, with the advantage that he had, was we were going at a speed that a lot of it lifted up and went over the car.
Okay.
But some came in.
Wow.
Right?
That's insane.
It was like, oh, yeah. It was absolutely insane. Right? And we made the flight.
Good tip for him.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So are you still ticked at Richard Gere?
I just think it's silly. It's just annoying.
If you have not heard, Richard Gere, this has nothing to do with hamsters or gerbils. Richard Gere is 69 years old, nice. And his 35-year-old wife is pregnant. Dave has an issue with it.
It's just ridiculous. You're 69, dude.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just feel for the kid. He's barely going to be able to throw a ball with dad, let alone have him around to ask who to vote for once he's 18.
She had the baby.
She had the baby.
Yes. Wow, it was a quick pregnancy.
Yeah.
One day.
That's impressive.
Never mind.
He's got super sperm.
That's
impressive.
Super sperm, you know.
I retract my statement.
That's it. You know? He's got like reverse Benjamin Button sperm.
Right.
You know, it's like, hi, Dad, I'm here. Right? I don't really have a problem with this at
really?
All. First of all, when you got the likes of Mick Jagger out there, how old is Jade Jagger now? 44?
He's born in 70-something.
Yeah, right? You know, so.
Yeah, he's covered like 3 generations of kids.
Yeah, I mean, he's got grandchildren and he's still producing children.
That's part and parcel to being a rock star, though. I don't know. Something about being a gray-haired Hollywood star just doesn't work. No, it's dumb. As a 35-year-old guy, I'm feeling old to be a dad. I can't imagine being double my age, essentially.
But you do have to take into consideration the fact that you know, maybe his wife, maybe was satisfying her need. You know, he realized, okay, I might not be around, but she's, you know, 35.
I totally get it. Half my age.
Yep. So.
No, I get it for the girl, especially if it's her first kid and, you know, she's married to him. I just feel for the kid because he's not going to have the most exciting and long-lasting childhood and relationship with his dad.
Mm.
I mean, what's the life expectancy, like 76 for guys
in
America?
I think it's higher now. At least I hope it is.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking, my friend. I know what you're turning this year.
All right, so what do you think, folks? Would you make this a 5-call?
Sure.
All right, is 69 too old for a man to father a child?
Right.
All right, 215-263-WMGK. It's just a yes or no. That's the only answer we need from you. Is 69 too old for a man to father a child? Cindy is here now. How do you feel about Richard Gere? We're about to do a five calls here, right? 69-year-old Richard Gere, right? His 35-year-old wife had a baby yesterday, all right? Is 69 too old for a man to father a child?
The two words you said, Richard Gere. No, of course not.
I would disagree with you. It is.
Cindy's ready to be unfaithful.
Oh, that list is very long.
Oh, it is indeed.
It is an endless list. Yep. Don't talk to her about the guy from Poldark, right? Or the guy from Outlander. You don't want to have those conversations with
yeah,
Cindy.
Yeah, my wife's the same with the dude from Outlander.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but hugging that back, with all those whip scars on it. Ugh. All right, so if it wasn't Richard Gere, let's take Richard Gere out of the mix, then. Is 69 years old too old for a guy with a 35-year-old wife to have children?
You know, I would say it is, except my great-great-grandfather, James Graham, was like 62 when my great-grandfather was born. His wife was 20.
Right.
What year?
My great-great-grandfather, James Graham.
So, like 1900?
1879.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she comes from a Civil War family.
Apparently, one of the former presidents from like way back in the 1700s has a living grandson.
Really?
Yeah, because of that whole thing. He was old and married a young girl.
Well, it have to be a living great grandson.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Leave me alone, John. I'll look it up.
Five calls says it all. We got them all lined up here. Let's grab the phones. Okay, Wayne, five calls says it all. Is 69 years old too old to father a child? Yes or no?
No, it is not. It keeps you very youthful.
What do you say, Josh? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, what are you saying? Yes or no? Is 69 too old to father a child?
Yes.
Terry, what about yourself?
No.
That takes us to Jason. Jason, is 69 too old to father a child?
No.
Right. Ooh. Ooh, do we have a tie? Here we go. Tiebreaker is George. It's all come down to you. George, is 69 too old for a man to father a child?
Yeah, absolutely not.
There we go. Wow. Sorry, Dave. You're wrong on that one.
You know what? I agree. There's nothing to not like about 69.
Nice.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Oh, Cindy.
Yeah?
Remember Steve's John Tyler story, President John Tyler, about his great-grandson or his grandson still being alive?
He has a grandson that is still alive.
Yeah. All right.
So quickly. Tyler was born in 1790. He was president in 1841.
10th president of the United
yes.
States.
Okay. He had 8 children with his first wife. She died. He then married a 22-year-old when he was 52. Had 7 more kids with her for a total
15
of,
kids?
Yeah, for a total of 15 kids. He was 63 when his son Lion Tyler was born, whose first wife also died. Lion Tyler had another young wife. He had his kid at 75 years old, and Harrison Tyler, who was born in 1928,
is
the grandson of the 10th president of the United States, and he is still alive today.
Yes. Cool. That's insane. Wow. That's insane.
3 generations that spanned the entire United States history.
So, Dave, is Richard Gere looking better to you now?
No. Still a jerk.
We're serving up breakfast. Can't believe you think he's a jerk for that. I'm proud of him.
I got dragged to Chicago once. I never forgot it.
Hey Bulldog was originally recorded for Yellow Submarine, for the Yellow Submarine movie, in place of You Know My Name, Look Up My Number. They just weren't getting it done. They said, okay, stick this in. And while they were recording the song, the Beatles filmed an at-work promotional video. All right? So the record company comes in, they're in there, they're performing Hey Bulldog, all right, and they go in there and they start filming these guys, and then they put together what they believe is going to be a great video for Lady Madonna.
What?
All right, they're singing, put it up on the Facebook page.
Oh, you sent me this link, that's right.
I sent you the link, and it wasn't until 1999 that they actually came up with the correct Hey Bulldog soundtrack video. All right, so what they did is they took here are the guys. They're in the studio. They're playing. They're recording. Hey Bulldog. Right. A film crew is following them, playing Hey Bulldog. When they put the video out, they put the music, the Lady Madonna behind it. Nothing is in sync.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump, John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Speaking of the Beatles, our good friend, director Danny Boyle, the only director who ever comes into the studio and actually has something to say beyond, right. I made a movie. Right, Danny Boyle's the guy who gave us Slumdog Millionaire and Trainspotting, Trainspotting 2. That was 127 hours. That was the S2, right? Yep. Right,
28 Days Later. 28 great days zombie flick.
Yeah. Yep. And did he do the Bond film?
No, he didn't do the Bond film. It fell apart. Yeah. I was so mad. I was going to be able to say, I'm friends with a Bond director.
Right. Well, he's got a new movie coming out called Yesterday. Uh-huh. And in it, the main character is a struggling musician who mysteriously wakes up in the world where the Beatles never existed. Right. Yeah. And now he rises to fame by performing their songs. He's
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, really creative.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are original ideas still in Hollywood.
Yeah, there are. Right. And they all come from Danny Boyle.
That's right.
All right. Well, with the exception of remaking Train Spotting. I remember when he came in here, we were talking about it. It's like, these are the most despicable people on the planet. Why would you bring them back?
I couldn't even finish. You told me to watch the first one. I couldn't finish.
Nasty damn people. It was terrible people. Not like us, fine, upstanding human beings. Yes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
We're getting into, of course, the Fast Five. It's time to play the Fast Five. Today's artist is Elton John, and I'll play five different Elton John songs. You do not have to identify the clips in order, but you do have to identify them correctly. Be the first person to do that, and you and a guest will fly round trip to Universal Orlando Resort, the world's most exciting family vacation destination. Plus, we will put you up on site at the Loews Sapphires Falls Resort. Number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. You must be 21 or older in order to play. And now, once again, today's Fast Five clip goes like this. It's Elton John. Oh. All right, we start out this morning with Marcy. Good morning, Marcy. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I am fine. You sound very happy this morning, Marcy.
I am so happy I got through. I try every day.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations for getting through. Where are you from, darling?
I'm from Northeast Philly.
Okay. And are you at work or going to work?
I'm a teacher. I'm getting ready to go to work.
Okay.
Nice delay.
I teach in Council Rock.
Okay. All right. And do you have your delayed opening this morning? Or are you just going?
No, we do not.
You don't?
Regular schedule.
Okay. All right. Jeez. All right. Well, let's see if we could change your schedule at least in the coming future, because we could be sending you down to Florida, Universal Orlando Resort. Be nice to be there today, huh, with the weather we've had?
You're not kidding.
All right. Now, I hope you've been paying attention. Have you been following this each and every day? You say you've been trying to call in.
I have been every day. It's always busy.
Okay, well, that's why they call them contests.
Yes. So,
all right, well, let's get to it.
All right.
Do you need the track again, or you just want to go for it?
I want to go for it. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right, go.
Get it.
I've got Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The Bitch is Back.
Mm-hmm.
Benny and the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And Candle in the Wind.
So Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. The Bitch is Back. Benny and the Jets. Daniel and Candle in the Wind. The song's really just called Bitch, right? Is there The Bitch is Back?
She said Bitch.
Bitch is Back.
Then we have to do this.
You're a winner!
Oh my God!
You got it, darling! I knew someone was going to get this on the first call today.
I can't believe it. My daughter's freaking out.
How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
Oh, God, how perfect. Leave everyone else home. Just the two of you go.
Oh, I don't think her sister would like that, but we'll figure it out.
You've got a trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
We're going to get to a millennial meetings this morning. You know, last time we did millennial meetings, Cindy, right? If there were five of them, the worst, I think these two may have missed one. I think you went four for five. Right,
last we're time with we it, man.
Yeah.
Don't discount new dads.
Yeah, right. All right. Well,
we still got it.
I'm going to take you out today. I guarantee you I'm taking you out today. I did some serious research. I hubbed around with all of my millennial kids, right, and said, give me some hipness.
So intern Brendan over there?
Yeah, intern Brendan over there.
I schooled him on slang the other day.
Yeah. Well, we had to get him off his PlayStation in order to get an answer. You know, it happens with every generation. We all have our hip phrases, you know, everybody comes out with, you know, these things, and the older people don't necessarily know them, and you guys are part of the millennial, right? But aren't really hanging with a lot of the millennials.
Right.
And therefore, you do not necessarily know the millennial slang, and that's why we bring you millennial meetings every once in a while. And the last time we did this, you guys, I'm pretty sure it was 4 out of 5, might have been even 5 out of 5.
We've been hot.
You just sweeped it. You just absolutely swept the category. Today, I think I got you.
All right,
you ready?
Let's do it.
Your very first one is bet. B-E-T.
Oh, bet. It's a bet.
Yeah,
it's a bet. It's guaranteed. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Steve knew that, too.
Okay. Yeah, I literally agree.
All right.
With everything Dave said.
What?
Except
no.
Bet.
No.
It's absolutely what it means.
It is confirming a plan. If someone says to you...
Yeah, it's guaranteed. It's going to happen. That's what I said.
Oh.
It's a bet.
One for
check
one.
The tape. It's a bet.
Damn!
Brendan, go to the millennial, the super millennial over there.
It means like, yeah, like, okay. Like,
so, yeah, it's
like,
a bet. It's going to happen. It's a bet.
One for one. Great job, Dave. Oh,
thank you.
Baby.
Thank you.
There's your ding.
Yeah, we pounded it, too. That's also millennial. Right.
Fam.
Talking about your family.
What? No.
Friends. Well, friends. Like, it's basically friends. A congenial term.
Yeah. You're my fam. You three.
What
us
up,
three
fam?
Would be fam.
Yeah. That's my radio fam.
2 for 2.
Damn it.
Woo! Flewed.
Oh, man.
Aha! Can you spell it, please?
Yeah.
F-L-E-W-E-D.
It's like the spelling bee.
F-L-E-W-E-D.
Flewed.
E-W. Oh, man. Well, flewed?
I think kids are idiots. So yeah, probably
right.
They're talking about
that.
Where they just flewed across the country.
Yeah. Debbie flewed to the Keys this week.
Yeah, she's flewing back, too.
Flewing back?
Yeah, we're 3 for 3.
It is, yes.
You got to think like Cardi B for this stuff sometimes.
You do. Flewed out. It means like someone had flown somewhere. Oh, he flewed.
Yeah,
I'm hashtagging that this week.
So let me hit this right. Right, we're just destroying the language.
Yes. Pretty much.
That's all we're doing.
My wife's crying at home right now.
Get a bag. Get a bag.
Oh, that's tough.
No. Hold on. Right. Where the bag at? Where the bag at? That's a track right now. I think it's just, I think it's just getting, you might think it's drugs, but I think it's in reference to just getting paid in general. Like a bag is money.
Oh.
Getting hooked up.
Dave is hip.
Bang! Oh my God!
Where the bag at?
God.
Where the bag at?
Oh my God. I was so convinced I was going to take you guys down today.
Yes.
All right, last one.
All right, let's sweep it. Come on.
Well, do you want a Cardi B one or do you want, sure, you want the last one I had
why
planned?
Not.
Whatever.
Occur. O-K-U-R-R-R.
Okay, you
are. Steve, do you want to handle this? I'm too embarrassed to.
No. Because I don't think I'm right. I feel it's that's the new website. It's okay.
Yeah, it's her catchphrase. Occur. And John's mispronouncing
occur.
I hate myself for even knowing
this.
It's O-K-U-R.
Really? Okay.
Yes!
I'm not mispronouncing it. I'm pronouncing it. I'm not.
Roll that R, baby.
Exactly.
O-K-U-R. Right? Yeah. No, that's not what it is.
Uh-huh. Really? I'd be happy to be wrong on this. I'd be happy to be wrong on this.
It defines when you're putting someone in their place.
Okay.
So,
well, it is her catchphrase,
I don't understand.
I didn't pay close enough attention.
You guys went 4 for 5 again.
I'll take it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
I am in shock. I was so confident I was going to take you guys out, that you would get 1 out of the 5 of those, right? I'm thinking maybe we need to go back in time, to quote Huey Lewis, right? Maybe we need to go back in time and maybe go back to, like, 50s and 60s phrases and see, boomer slang.
Please.
But a lot of it has become regular jargon, so.
I'm sure there's some that have gotten forgotten and lost, though.
Right. I mean, so if something was boss, what would you think it was?
Cool.
Yeah,
hot.
Some decent
see, I'm telling you, you're gonna know them all. Right?
Could also be referring to my jeans in the 90s,
That's
though.
True.
B-O-S-S, right across the S. Don't forget it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.